Hare Krishna. This will be a special episode of the Kartik Inspirations. It is the 11th episode. That means 1/3 of the month of Kartik has passed. Let's stop for a moment and reflect where we are with our practices. Or more specific, how enthusiastic am I to continue? See, there is something like a beginning enthusiasm. One sees everything as a new month, a new experience. Taking a light, for instance, and offering it is not something we do regularly in our lives. Some of us have perhaps done spiritual practices to a degree that is unknown to them. Yes, in the beginning we are enthusiastic, but there is something like the law of diminishing interest when we do things over and over again. And there is a wonderful medicine against it, which I learn each time when I visit Vrindavan from the sadhus and the residents. They do their devotional practices, at least the real ones do it like this, with always even increasing enthusiasm. For instance, just opposite to where I am staying at this moment is an old sadhu. He sings so wrong. His melodies are not at all in the tune. And he sings so loud, everyone in the neighborhood can hear it. And I have often thought, perhaps I should tell him to sing a little bit less loud, or maybe during other times of the day, but not in the prime days when I need to focus. But when I see him with that enthusiastic and spontaneous loving expression in the heart, I just can't do it. See, here in Vrindavan, you meet these very advanced souls who don't care if the melody is right, if the beat which they play on their kartals is in time, who don't care about their external experience, who are simply residents of the world of love. And isn't that an inspiring and perhaps even necessary world, and why especially now in all times? See, in Vrindavan, those who are deeply rooted in spiritual practice have only one identity, the identity of a dasa, a servant. But not just a servant who does things mechanically because he gets paid. No, these are servants who are paid in coins of love because they know that at every moment, standing next to them with an enchanting smile and a pleased expression in his face, is Krishna, who perceives not only what they do, but even more, the mood in which they do. I think also we can fight the law of diminishing interest or enthusiasm by learning this from the sadhus of Vrindavan. God is not very far away. He's just a prayer away, or a kirtan away, a prayer spoken with a heart that is melted with bhava or love or gratitude, a kirtan that is imbued with the soul of a deep devotion. Krishna hears, and Krishna smiles, and Krishna reciprocates in a way which our heart will immediately recognize. Perhaps this is the Vrindavan secret. The people here are elevated to the platform of spontaneous love, and that is something that is just so beautiful to witness. I wish all of us that our practices, as they go on in the month of Kartik, can be brought to life by this devotional experience of love that comes when we understand Krishna is very close. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the ongoing Kartik Inspirations.